This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views expressed by guests on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information discussed by guests on this program are those of the guests and is only for informational purposes and should not replace medical advice by your local veterinarian professional.
Hi, this is Susan Marie from the Doggy Diva Show. This week, celebrating taking your pet to work and news from Red Rover about pets and domestic violence. That's what's on our show this week. Let's get started.
Hey, did you hear that? What is that?
It's the bark heard round the world. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's national award-winning author and animal advocate, Susan Marie.
Hi, welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves, Francesca, Coco, and our newest little diva, Miss Olive. Miss Olive is the cute little Italian Greyhound rescue in the picture with the microphone. Thank you for joining us today as we bring the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. Contact us at thedoggydiva.com. That's the thedoggydiva.com. We love hearing from you. So go grab a cup of coffee and your pet's favorite treat, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your Cat Tree Tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. cattreetray.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. I'm here with Monica Layton, president of Professional Pet Sitting, with our pet tip of the week. And Monica, a really special day is coming up for us pet parents. It's something I think that with COVID, we've all been kind of doing it every day, but some of us are going back into the workplace, and this is like a really nice way to celebrate our pets. So can you tell us about National Take Your Pet to Work Day?
Absolutely. So coming up this week on June 25th is Take Your Pet to Work Day. And Take Your Pet to Work Day was started back in 1999 by PSI, which is Pet Sitters International. And it was really started to encourage employers who can safely participate to experience the joy of pets in the workplace, all the value that it can bring to stress release and enhance creativity, and also to support, you know, their own local pet communities. So it always takes place the Friday after Father's Day, and they have some wonderful information and guidance to make it safe and marketable for your employer right on their website. So if you go online to www.takeyourdog.com, they have press releases for your employer that they can put out and gain extra marketing by letting everybody know that they're participating in Take Your Pet to Work Day. They have a sample dog at work policy. They have participation forms. They have signs that can go on the offices, like door signs, to let people know that you guys are participating in Take Your Pet to Work Day, that there'll be a pet inside that door. They have certificates of participation that you can give to your staff members. They have some really great planning ideas on there as well. Great contests and things that you can do to really make the day an employee kind of celebration. It also is a great marketing activity for a lot of businesses too. So if your company does not currently participate and you would like them to, definitely, you know, pass that on to your boss or your higher ups, because there is a lot of information already done for them that will make it very easy for them to participate and allow everybody to celebrate and kind of the Take Your Pet to Work Day festivities. So a lot of businesses has taken it to whole new different levels as far as the amount that they do. It can be as easy as, you know, letting your pet come in and stay in your office with you for the day. And then some places have made it into big celebrations, having fun events like pet and dog lookalike contests, or turning it into a fundraiser or for a donation drive for a local animal shelter. There's so many ideas and things you can do. And things that they kind of recommend is kind of, if you're going to participate, you know, kind of have somebody in charge as your event coordinator for the day. Have them kind of coordinate a couple of things and what they think that your office would work best with and what you guys would most enjoy doing with having the pets at work. And like I said, you can work with your local shelters or your local rescue organizations. You can turn it into a donation drive. If there's maybe an employee in need that has pets, maybe you could do a drive for pet supplies for staff members in need. Maybe an employee has a pet that has a major medical thing going on that could use assistance. There's so many different things that offices have come together just to kind of give back to a pet or lots of pets, depending on what you guys prefer and, you know, what works out best for your place of employment. But some of the things that you can do to make that day a little easier is, of course, work still has to be productive. And even though pets do bring a lot of de-stress and a lot of fun and a lot of increased creativity to the marketplace, they also have needs that may not always be able to be met immediately. Like all of a sudden they, you know, need to go out to the restroom, or they need a little energy release, or, you know, they're hungry, thirsty, things of that nature. So they have some great tips. Having an office buddy, maybe if you have different break times, you know, walking each other's pets during your break time, so that way they're getting out more. You know, maybe your dog has a pet buddy in the office that you can alternate pet care for. Also, you can bring in a local pet sitter. It's a great way to give work to a local business and have them come in and give the pets midday walk and, you know, kind of energy release and let you guys get your work done and then have a little break, you know, from the pets midday. There's a lot of great things you could do. You could reach out. I know some places have reached out and they have veterinarians or pet walkers or pet trainers come in and provide their employees with little like lunch and learns, so they can learn about pet care or learn about basic training tips that you can do at home with your pet as kind of an employee perk during their lunchtime. So they provide lunch and somebody with some pet expertise to help give them some tips. Certain offices have done like Fido fundraisers where they'll have donated items, or they'll have bake sales or things of that to raise money. They'll have contests. Who can do the best trick, or what dog comes in the best dressed. So there's so many really fun ways that you can actually get into the day. And for those of us that, you know, are still working remotely, there is ways to incorporate your pets into your virtual staff meetings. You have social media sites, you know, incorporate your employees' pets into the blog or social media pages for your company for the day. Give them a little shout out and let them share tips and stories and pictures of their furry friends. Just enjoy the day. It's a great way to make it fun for your employees, to keep it safe for the pets. And of course, basic safety. You want to check the offices, make sure that they are kind of a puppy proof and safe place for your pet to be in. Make sure that you have your pet supplies. Make sure that they have a very dirty harness or leash, something that's not going to slip off if they do become scared or alarmed. So that way, you know, there's no escape artists or any form of anxiety around that can make them afraid. always make sure that if you have a pet that doesn't like other pets, that your staff members know about it. Make sure that your pet is going to enjoy being there. If they're kind of scared and anxious, maybe, you know, bringing in a pitcher or bringing in a donation or your favorite homemade pet treat. It could be your way of celebrating as opposed to bringing the pet in, because not every pet is going to be built for this kind of activity. It just depends on your pet and their comfortable level, you know, where they're best suited and what works best for them. Places that, you know, are still kind of out and about or not really in the office all day. Companies have had nice little like outdoor picnics at a park, to where everybody can still be spaced and be outside. There's so many different things you can do to keep it family friendly, to make it a great employee perk, to incorporate the pets and make it a really fun, enjoyable day for everybody.
It's so much fun. And you're right. Turn it into like an event and have donations, have a little table for donations, have little pet treats, have treats for yourself. And when I was in the corporate world, I used to bring Francesca in with me, and we used to have the owner, they had like best trick, best dress, best this, best that. And then they had the owner pet look like, mind you, she's an Italian Greyhound. She's very thin. This was quite a long time ago. But we would win owner pet look like very much glitter, a lot of yufu and stuff. She was always like a fairy or a princess or something. But it was really fun because to enter the contest, you made a donation. We picked out a local shelter. We made donations as an entry, and then people would bring like food, toys, beds, whatever they want. Like you said, you could turn it into something that benefits either a shelter or a rescue or many that are in your area. Everybody comes together for the same reason. And this is one of those reasons that I think it brings a smile to everybody's face. I have my two trophies that I still have in my bookshelf at my house with Francesca and I. So in the pictures that were taken that day of the two of us, it just brings a smile to me because I just remember how much fun it was and how it really paid it forward to organizations. So the day, it was just a doubly fun day. And you're right, Monica, to have someone locally like a pet sitting organization come and take the dogs out for a walk or have a little room that maybe that they could be playing in. I'm not sure. We had like a big grassy area. So there's so much you could do and it makes the day so much fun. So for me, every day is bring your dog to work day now. So so yeah, I've got like three right around me right now. So, but it's great. It's fun. And this is it's a great time to celebrate. So, and we're all going back to work. So I think it's a great time to an official day to bring us all together.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really a fun employee perk. And it, of course, if you do donations or do something for a local pet rescue and shelter, that just makes it all the more worthwhile. But from the employer standpoint, you can also get some great marketing out there to keep your business out in the spotlight while doing good for the community and doing something great for your employees. So it really is win-win all the way.
And Monica, let's give out that website again so that people could learn a little bit more about it. And if they want to market it or if they want to get the signs or takeyourpet.com.
It's www.takeyourpet.com. And like I said, they've got so many resources already in there. You know, they have great ideas, great activities, press releases. Like there's so much done that they have half of the work done for you already.
Well, as always, thank you for bringing us this great information, this wonderful tip. And everybody out there, please enjoy National Take Your Pet to Work Day.
Thank you. Have a great week.
We'll be back in just a moment. Hello, everyone. Susan Maria Miss Olive here to announce the release of the second book in the Doggy Diva Diaries series, Miss Olive Finds Her Forever Friends, a story about Miss Olive's encounters with bullying at a dog park and how she learns a life lesson. Please check out the original award-winning book, Miss Olive Finds Her Forever Home, which is a story about adoption and rescue. Both books are available at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. And please visit thedoggydiva.com for more information. Thank you, everyone. Coming up, domestic violence, shelters, and pets. What's the connection? Stay tuned.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There's no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Stitcher, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. Red Rover is a national animal welfare nonprofit organization focusing on bringing animals out of crisis and strengthening the human-animal bond. Red Rover and Great Good Charities have announced the launch of the Don't Forget the Pets website, thanks to PetSmart Charities. This website was created to help domestic violence, homeless, and animal shelters build dedicated space to house the animals of people in crisis. And with us today to tell us about this valuable new website that helps shelters become pet friendly is the Director of Collaboration and Outreach at Red Rover, Katie Campbell. Welcome, Katie, to the Doggy Diva Show.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm just super excited to be here and talk to you about this exciting new project for us.
It is. And you guys do so much in the community. So this is really great. For our first time listeners, can you maybe tell them about Red Rover and also about your role as collaboration and outreach director?
Yeah, absolutely. So Red Rover is a small but mighty nonprofit animal welfare organization based in Sacramento, California, but we do work all over the country. So one of our most famous programs, I guess you could say, is our Red Rover Responders Program. And it's kind of like the Red Cross for Animals. So we train volunteers throughout the U.S. and Canada on how to provide temporary sheltering emergency services for natural disasters, puppy mill seizures, other kind of crisis situations. We also have our Red Rover Readers Program, which is all about teaching kids about kindness and compassion and empathy for animals and people through books. And then we have our Red Rover Relief Program. So on one side of the relief program, we have our urgent care and COVID boarding grants, and then we have all of our domestic violence assistance programs, which is what we'll be talking about today. And I feel super fortunate to be with Red Rover because it really does bring together my passion for working with people and with pets. And so as the Director of Collaboration and Outreach, I really get to work with other organizations and find out how we can collaborate and support each other. And I also get to work, you know, a little more one-on-one with domestic violence organizations and helping them create their programs. And a super bonus, I also get to go out into the field as a Red Rover Responders team leader. So in a nutshell, that's a little bit about what I do here at Red Rover.
And actually, it sounds like a dream job. I mean, that is totally, it's like you're pivoting in the whole thing. That's so wonderful. And since we started to talk to Red Rover, the efforts in helping domestic violence survivors and their pets escape the abuse has really, really expanded. I mean, I think what you guys do is absolutely phenomenal. Can you tell us about the new website that was just launched?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you kind of hit on one of my favorite things about working at Red Rover, and that really is just our ability to adapt and meet the needs of communities. And, you know, when we started this domestic violence work in 2007, we really saw from the very beginning that it wasn't just enough to give organizations money. You know, we really needed to support organizations in this process of becoming pet friendly and creating these pet programs. And so in 2019, I teamed up with Bryn Donnelly from Greater Good Charities Rescue Rebo Program. They're kind of like a nonprofit construction program. And so we teamed up to really start walking organizations and communities through this entire process of creating a pet program. We kind of bring some of the fundraising and the policy and procedure side of things. And Rescue Rebo really brings in that construction side of things. And so combined, we're really able to offer, I think, a lot of support.
You have some workshops out there. Can you tell us what people could expect to learn in these workshops?
So obviously right now those workshops are virtual. So we do spend about 2 half days with folks on Zoom. And we talk to them about, you know, things like the link between human and animal violence. You know, we really consider that to be the why of pet programs, you know, why creating these kinds of programs are important. We also talk about the importance of collaboration, you know, how to kind of collaborate with other organizations in their area. You know, no one organization in this really needs to be the expert on everything. And so we help folks with that. We also help them with program design. So obviously from the construction side of things and how do you physically design spaces to the program structure, what do your policies and procedures look like? You know, how do you work through insurance concerns or create staff and board buy-in? And of course, you know, we talk about fundraising. We really believe that if you build it, they will come. You know, these kind of pet programs really can be fundraising tools. And so we do walk folks through some of those fundraising ideas, but also help them connect to other funding opportunities. And I think the best thing that we can do and the thing that really comes out of all of these workshops, whether they're virtual or in person, is we really help folks connect to other folks who are doing this kind of work or want to do this kind of work. And then they're really able to kind of support each other through this process. And of course, we're always going to be there after the fact, but it's also really important for them.
Can you tell us anything about your coaching programs?
Yeah, the coaching program is kind of really an extension of this training workshop piece. And so it takes sort of everything that an organization can get in the training program, and it really allows us to give one-on-one support. So it's working with that domestic violence shelter or that homeless shelter and, you know, walking through the construction piece. They even get really cool construction plans, like rendering. So these really great pictures that they're then able to use for fundraising support. You know, we walk them through that policies and procedures a bit more. And, you know, we can do that one-on-one with an organization, or we can do it with all of the collaborative partners in the community, which can be really, really fun and really powerful.
How were you able to create and launch this website with Rescue Rebuild?
Oh gosh, we were so fortunate to have a couple of folks from Pet Smarty Charities attend one of our trainings way back when in 2019. Seems like so long ago now. But they actually attended one of the in-person trainings. And so they got to see firsthand kind of the value of getting people together in the same space to learn and support each other. And so then they reached out to us last year and wanted to, you know, really support us to take this further. And so with their support of $100,000, we were able to create this website, this forum, and this coaching program. And I have to tell you, it's been so exciting to take what we do, you know, in a community and put it on the web. And that allows us to share it with more organizations and allow people the opportunity to connect with each other through the forum.
And what you do and the fact that you collaborated to get this done just magnifies it. It makes it even more readily available. And also, it's so important that people know mm-hmm. about it. I've been so privileged to have worked with your organization for quite a few years. Where do you see this program 5 years from now?
Oh, Susan, I think that's a great question. You know, our goal is to have every organization, every domestic violence shelter, homeless shelter, be pet friendly. We're obviously a little ways away from there. But I, you know, in 5 years, I would really like to see pet programming be more of a standard component of human service delivery when we're talking about sheltering services. You know, I think we're kind of moving there right now. And I would love to continue to see that grow. There was just a report that came out from the Urban Resources Institute in New York City, and they partnered with the National Domestic Violence Hotline. And they found that 72% of their respondents didn't know that pet programs were even a thing. And so we really want all survivors to know that pet programs are a possibility and to know to ask about them. And I think ideally 5 years from now, we're going to continue doing what we've done so far. And that's listening and learning from the experts around the country. You know, the organizations and communities already doing this work, and we'll continue sharing that knowledge and continuing to adapt where we need to meet the needs of communities and organizations.
Well, and I think it's so important these shelters do need to become more pet friendly, because in reading, it says that nearly 50% of domestic violence survivors delay leaving their abusers because they don't want to leave their pets behind. So it's like kind of a very integral, very specific thing that you do in the community that Red Rover does. And I want people to be aware of the importance of this, because sometimes I think when things happen, people go, oh, I think someone else will take care of this, or someone else will address it. People, women, whomever it may be, knows that they have a place to go where they can take their pets, because a lot of times you don't want to leave your pets behind because of the fact it can be a dangerous situation for your pets, and obviously for the person if they stay. So there's just a lot that you bring to the table and a lot that your organization does in the communities that I'm not quite sure if people know about. So I think that it's very important that people are aware of Red Rover, all of the things that you do, this wonderful website that you put together. So where can the listeners go to learn more about Red Rover, learn more about this new website and all of the great work that you do?
More about Red Rover by going to redrover.org. And then, you know, folks want to learn more specifically about this Don't Forget the Pets workshop, they can go visit the website don'tforgetthepets.org. And on that website, you're going to get our free training handbook that goes along with the training workshop. You're going to get just a ton of like additional resources on fundraising and about the link between human and animal violence. And you'll get to learn more about the forum and the coaching program. So definitely would love for folks to go check out our websites.
That's awesome. And now, Katie, before we go, is there anything that you'd like to share with our listeners?
I just, you know, keep talking. You know, I think you kind of, you hit it there when you shared that sometimes folks don't know. You know, folks don't know that pets can be a part of this domestic violence, and then they don't know that there are resources out there. And I think we need to normalize that conversation. Mm-hmm. And we need to spread the word about, you know, supports being out there. And so, you know, just continue to learn and share and spread the word. And I greatly appreciate your help in doing that.
Well, I appreciate everything that you're doing. I want to thank you, and I want to thank everyone at Red Rover for the invaluable and important work that you guys are doing on behalf of human services and animal welfare, benefiting those in crisis. Again, Katie, can you just give the websites out one more time?
So please visit redrover.org to learn more about Red Rover. And then if you want to learn about our special project with Rescue Rebuild, then go to don'tforgetthepets.org.
Thank you so much for being our guest. Thank you for everything that you do. It's so much appreciated. And anything that we could do to get the word out, we're there for you. So thank you so very much.
Yeah, and thank you.
Thanks. We'll be back in just a moment.
It's designerpetsweaters.com. Hand-knitted designer sweaters for your precious pup or cool cat. Beautiful couture patterns for your pets, including custom-knitted formal wear, casual wear, yachting, and even sports-themed. Many designer pet sweaters include feathered tammy hats, top hats, and a lot of sparkle. Each sweater includes leg loops, front paw sleeves, and leash opening. Visit designerpetsweaters.com to order your four-legged fashions today. Large or small, we fit them all. Designerpetsweaters.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
We would like to thank our guests this week. And also, as our doggy divas always say, please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, foster, spay, neuter, and microchip. And as always, please have a great Diva Week, everyone.
That's all for this episode of The Doggy Diva Show. To find out more, go to our website, thedoggydiva.com. Also, find us on our Facebook page, The Doggy Diva Show, and tell your fellow dog lovers about it. Don't miss Susan Marie, Miss Olive, and the Doggy Divas right here for the next episode. See you again soon.
Mm-hmm.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.